From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. German investigators say the teenage gunman who killed nine people Friday night in the Bavarian state capital of Munich received psychiatric treatment and planned the mass shooting for more than a year. The 18-year-old, identified only as David S., received inpatient treatment in 2015 for 2 months before getting outpatient care, said Thomas Steinkraus-Koch, a spokesman for the Munich prosecutor's office. In addition to suffering from depression, the suspect had fears of contact with others, Steinkraus-Koch said at a Sunday news conference. The shooter, who killed himself after the attack, did not target specific people, nor is there evidence the shootings were politically motivated, Steinkraus-Koch said. The International Olympic Committee has decided not to ban all Russian teams from competing in next month's Rio Olympics over allegations of an elaborate doping scheme. The announcement came after an IOC meeting on Sunday. The IOC said it is up to individual sports federations to determine whether to clear Russian athletes for the Olympics. Russian Sports Minister Vitaly Mutko said he's grateful to the IOC for not imposing a blanket ban on Russians competing at the Rio Olympics. He said that he believes a majority of Russia's team complies with IOC criteria on doping and will be able to compete in Rio. He said these criteria are, of course, very tough, but this is a particular challenge for our team. And I say I'm absolutely sure that the majority of the Russian national team will fulfill VOA News. Members of Turkey's ruling and main opposition parties are rallying together in support of democracy and to condemn the bloody coup attempt on July 15th. The rally, held under tight supervision Sunday in Istanbul's iconic Taksim Square, was called for by Turkey's largest opposition group, the Secular Republican People's Party. They are joined by other opposition parties and President Tayyip Erdogan's Islamic Justice and Conservative Party, which has ruled Turkey since 2002. U.S. Democrats gathered Sunday for their national convention set to acclaim former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton as the party's 2016 presidential nominee, the first time a major U.S. political party is picking a woman as its standard bearer. The convention is opening Monday in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, known as the City of Brotherly Love. Clinton is headed to the party's convention after naming Virginia Senator Tim Kaine as her vice presidential running mate. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump has called for building a wall on the U.S.-Mexican border to thwart the stream of undocumented migrants from entering the country. He told NBC's Meet the Press show on Sunday that people coming from countries where terrorist attacks have occurred, including staunch U.S. ally France, may need to be subjected to extreme vetting before being allowed to enter the United States.
They've allowed people over years to come into their territory, and that's why Brexit happened, okay? Because the UK is saying, we're tired of this stuff. What's going on, we're tired of.
Trump and Clinton both are viewed unfavorably by more than half the American electorate, polls show, with Trump more so than former Secretary Clinton. A British-based human rights group said Syrian government airstrikes struck five makeshift hospitals Saturday in rebel-held areas, killing one infant and jeopardizing medical care for more than 200,000 civilians in rebel-held areas. The Observatory for Human Rights said the airstrikes disabled four clinics in the provincial capital of Aleppo and one in Atarab just west of the city. Syrian government and allied forces last week surrounded rebel-held sections of Aleppo, which has been contested for 4 years. Afghanistan is marking a national day of mourning on the day after a bomb attack in Kabul killed at least 80 people and wounded more than 200 others during a peaceful protest rally. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for Saturday's deadly attack. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.